You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
So how do we mobilize the rest of the brothers and sisters who simply observe? So that those who serve diligently will not be burned out and get worried. So the key point is there love?
弟兄姊妹，如果我们真爱神，我们就不可能观望的。
If we really love God, how can we stand by and observe only?
我们真被神的爱所充满的时候，我们也比较容易脱离里面的疲倦、灰心，甚至埋怨。
And if we're truly filled by with God's love, then we will depart from this condition of being very disappointed.
因为我们是在爱的里面坐在主的身上。
Because everything we've done in love on the Lord.
在这里讲到摩西，他宁可和神的百姓同受苦害。
Moses, he rather to be mistreated with God's people.
他说他也不愿意暂时享受最终之乐。
Rather, and he would not enjoy the pleasure of sin for a short time.
他看为基督受的凌辱比埃及的财物更宝贵。
He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasure of Egypt.
看见了没有？这里有一个秘诀在哪里
？Do you see? Here is the secret.
叫做为基督。
It's for Christ.
这是在爱的里面出来的。
It's out of love.
他为了基督的缘故，他宁可放下最终之乐。
For the sake of Christ, he was willing to give up the pleasure of sin.
弟兄姊妹，虽然罪会带给人非常可怕的结果啊。
Even though sin often bring us awful consequences.
罪带给人很深的痛苦和摧残。
Deep pain and destruction.
可是当人在罪中的时候，却常常会觉得罪里面有快乐。
But when we live in sin, we still feel the pleasure of sin.
因为罪在犯罪的里面，他还是觉得很舒服的。
Because in while we live in sin, we feel comfortable.
什么力量能够让人胜过罪呢
？So what power can help us to overcome sin?
为了爱神的缘故。
For the love of God.
什么东西能够让埃及的财物不抓住我们呢
？How is it possible that the treasures of Egypt will not lay hold of our hearts?
或者像神的百姓能够把从埃及得到的财物。在出埃及记36章他们那样子甘心地把它奉献出来呢
How can we offer to God the treasures that we obtain from the world like described in Exodus chapter 36?
都因为他们认识而且爱他们所信的那一位
It's because they knew and they love the Lord they believe.
弟兄姊妹啊，当我们愿意在爱的里面把自己交给神的时候
When we are willing to give ourselves in love to God.
这么伟大的一个神
This great God.
我们这么渺小
And we're so tiny.
但是他却能够因为我们这么渺小的一个人所做的奉献叫他的心得到欢喜
But then he can be satisfied and pleased by the consecration of ourof this little man.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹有没有想过这是一件宇宙中多么大的事情。
Have you ever thought about this is such a great thing in the universe?
你奉献五块钱给布希总统看看你看他会不会写谢谢信给你。
Try offer $5 to President Bush. See if you will get a thank you note from him.
弟兄姊妹啊他们根本不在乎这些东西的。
They don't really care about this.
但是这位天上的神这么伟大的神。
But this God who's in heaven and so great.
我们把两个小钱奉献在神的面前你看神的心多欢喜。
And we offer two coins before him and he's so pleased.
你看那个小孩把五饼二鱼拿过来给主的时候成就了多么大的事情。
When this little child offered five loaves and two fish and then, He has accomplished such a great thing in the Bible.
当玛利亚把香膏浇在主的身上的时候，你知道这件事情多么安慰主。
And when Mary poured the perfume on Jesus, how she comforted him.
当玛利亚愿意放下一切的事情，花了几分钟坐在主耶稣的脚前。
When Mary,
你看看主的心得到了多大的安慰。
When Mary was willing to put everything else aside but sit before Jesus for a few minutes, and Jesus was so comforted.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
请问你上一次
May I ask, when is the last time
你不为着任何事情去向神祈求
that you came to God not for any request
完全只是在爱的里面因为想念主想去亲近他 跟他交通是什么时候。
So when was the last time that you came before the Lord, not for any request, but just because you miss him and you want to spend some quiet time with him?
世界的诱惑。
The temptation of the world.
我们责任的这个繁重。
And the heavy responsibilities
we carry. 我们里外的软弱。
And all the weaknesses in the,Within and without.
我们身上的所挂的责任常常都让我们不知不觉把起初的爱心给离弃了。
And all these things cause us to depart from the first love we have.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们的神永远渴慕我们来亲近他。
But our God always longs that we spend time with him.
他渴慕我们尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力的来爱他。
He longs that we will love him with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, and all our strength.
这是一切律法和先知的总结。
And this summarize all the prophets and the laws.
最近我们买会所，我们实在在办公室里面常常收到从各地的来信，我们非常非常感动。
Recently, we have received so many letters from outside for the new church facility, and they all touch our hearts greatly.
尤其在一些很贫穷的地方的弟兄姊妹，他们非常辛苦，一个月可能只有不到$100的收入。
And some from very poor area, their monthly salary is probably less than $100.
我礼拜五在聚会的时候才听到一个姊妹讲，她家乡的地方那个聚会点不过7人。
Last Friday, I heard a sister says that their home church group has only about 7.
还有两位是下岗的。
And then two of them already retired.
他们收入都不过就是这么一点点钱。
And then their income is very limited.
可是他们却奉献了一大笔钱给我们的教会。
But yet they offer a great sum of money to our church.
他们把长期所累积起来的，他们一次都奉献了给我们教会。
They offer to our church their long time savings.
而且他们每个礼拜一全天禁食。
And then every Monday they will fast all day.
就是为了我们买会所的事情祷告。
And then to pray for our church, new church facility.
知道我听到这些里面，我里面都多感动。
You don't know how touched and moved my heart was when I heard this.
有的地方写信来，他们弟兄姊妹，他们年长的弟兄退休金就这么一点点，他们都奉献进来。
And some brothers and sisters told us that their elderly brothers will offer their retirement money, pension to us.
小孩子把他们的铺满里面所存的钱全部奉献给我们。
Or little children will offer to us all their savings.
有的姊妹存了那么久的钱为了买自己的家，但是他们全部拿出来奉献给教会。
And the sister, she offered to us the money that she has saved to buy a new house.
有姊妹，我们里面真的是带着敬畏，带着感恩，带着不配在这里接受他们的奉献。
So when we receive these funds and these offerings, we feel so awed.And unworthy.
因为我们知道他们都是为了神做的。
But we know that they did it all for the Lord.
在大概100多年以前啊。
About more than 100 years ago.
在 Philadelphia 有一个小小的教会，非常拥挤的一个小教会。
There was this small church in Philadelphia that was very crowded.
那天牧师要进去的时候。
That day when the pastor was coming into the church.
发现教会门口坐了一个小女孩，一个非常穷的一个小女孩，她在那坐在那边哭。
And then he found this little girl crying in front of the church. She was of a poor girl.
那这个牧师知道怎么回事，因为教会又满了，不让她进去。
The pastor knew what happened because church was full, so they did not let her in.
所以这个牧师不忍心，就牵着她的小手带她进去了。
But so this pastor just took her hand and then took her in.
把她带到一个挤很拥挤的一个小教室里面。
And then took her into this very crowded small classroom.
小女孩好高兴呢，因为她能够来参加主日学。
This little girl was so joyful because she could attend Sunday school.
也因为那一次的认识以后，这个小女孩有机会跟这个牧师多有几次的讲话。
Ever since that time, this little girl has more chance to talk to the pastor.
那过了2年，这个小女孩，我想她因为家境太穷了，健康不好，她去世了。
And after 2 years, this girl passed away, probably because of poverty.
所以这个牧师到她的家里面来探访，想帮他们处理后事。
So this pastor went to her house and take care of her funeral.
就在一堆看起来地上垃圾的一个角落里面，他捡到一个非常破旧的一个小钱包。
And then in this corner of a junk pile, he found a little purse.
他打开来发现里面有57 cents, 五毛七在里面。
And then when he opened it up, he found 57 cents.
然后里面有一个小小的字条。
And there was this little note.
写着这个小女孩对神的一个祷告。
And this is the prayer of this little girl to God.
她实在求神能够帮助教会能够盖一个大的一个主日学，让所有有渴慕的小孩子可以来听神的话来聚会。
She says, I pray to God that God will help this church to build bigger classrooms to accommodate all the children who long to come to Sunday school.
那这牧师看得非常的感动，就带着这个小钱包，带着这个小字条，在下一个主日教会讲道的时候，他跟弟兄姊妹讲。
This pastor was greatly moved and he took this little purse and then this note.Back to his church.
And
the following Sunday, he read this note to his congregation.
很多人都很感动。
Many people were moved.
那一天底下正好有一个这个 developer, 一个做房地产的人。
That day, there was this developer in the middle of the congregation.
他就把 Philadelphia 市里面有一段非常地段很好的一块地，他就捐出来，只卖57 cents。
So he offered a very good piece of land in the city of Philadelphia to church, and then he offered to sell to the church for 57 cents.
就让这个小女孩在两年来省吃俭用所积蓄的57 cents 买了一块这么重要的一块地。
In other words, this little girl with all her savings in 2 years, she bought this piece of land.
结果这个消息被传出去，报纸把它登出来。
And this news later on was reported on the newspaper.
各地的奉献就进来了。
And offerings came from all over the places.
他们收到了$250,000，这在100多年前是很大的一笔数字。
They received $250,000, which was a lot in 100 years ago.
就是我是没有去机会去看过，但是我在这个。故事里面看，他说你现在如果到 Philadelphia 去的话
，I never visited there, but then the story says if you go to Philadelphia today,
那边有个叫 Temple Baptist Church.
There was this Temple Baptist Church.
里面盖了一个聚会厅，可以坐3,300个人的聚会厅。
And the sanctuary can host 3,300 people.
旁边还有一个 Temple University.
And there was a Temple University right next to it.
他们还盖了一个 Good Samaritan Hospital.
They even built a Good Samaritan Hospital.
在教会旁边盖了一个主日学大楼，那所有渴慕的小朋友都可以来聚会。
And then they also built a big building for Sunday school.
一个贫穷的小女孩。
This little poor girl.
她对神的渴慕和祷告。
And her longing for God and her prayer to God.
她那样省吃俭用的57 cents 做出来这么大的事情。
She saved andShe saved up 57 cents, which accomplished so much.
弟兄姊妹，我们不要再给自己任何的理由，让我们不能够来爱神。
Don't give us any more excuses that we cannot love God.
任何小事情，我们都可以向主表明我们爱他。
We can show him our love in any little thing.
钱财的奉献也好，我们对弟兄姊妹的关怀也好。
Whether our money offering or our care for brothers and sisters.
我们加入神家的侍奉也好。
Or we joined services at church.
我们出去把福音传给一个正在漂泊、正在痛苦的福音朋友也好。
Or we preach a gospel to someone who's in pain.
弟兄姊妹啊，任何事情从心里面做，带着爱来做。
Anything we do, do it from our heart.Out of love,
活着为耶稣
to live for Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，让我们把耶稣的爱能够流露出来
so that Jesus' love can outflow from us.
让我们成为一个机会，让人可以看见耶稣
so we become someone's opportunity to see Jesus.
人不要只要从我们身上听见耶稣而已
they don't just want to hear about Jesus from us.
人要从一般人的身上能够看见耶稣，可以感受到耶稣
they want to see and feel Jesus from a group of people.
弟兄姊妹，希望我们在座的每一个人都是
I hope every one of us is such a vessel.
今天早上我很感谢杨俊弟兄在主日学的时候给我们练的一些数字啊。
I thank our brother June to give us some statistics in our Sunday school class.
他说你如果一秒钟数一个数目字，一、二、三、四这样数下去。
If you count one number per second, like 1, 2, 3, 4.
你如果要把全世界60亿的人都数完一遍的话
And if you just want to finish counting for the 6 billion population on earth
6 billion 你需要花190年
You need to spend 190 years
你就知道我们人何等的有限。
So you see how limited we are.
而地上有这么多世上的灵魂在那里。
And there are so many lost souls.
我们光数都数190年才数得完。
If we just count them, it would take us 190 years.
但是如果我们今天光就着我们中国人来说，以一亿个基督徒来说。
But say today, in China, there's 100 million Christians.
如果我们一年每一个基督徒叫一个人得救的话。
And if every year we save one person, each Christian save one person.
全世界都得救了。
So in 6 years, the whole world will be saved.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，今天我们基督徒愿不愿意为了爱神的缘故。
So are we willing for the sake of love for the Lord?
我们成为一个神祝福的出口。
That we become a channel of God's blessing.
成为一个有属灵影响力的人。
That we can become a people with spiritual influence.
也更让我们在爱的里面，我们对神有影响力。
That because out of our love, that we can be influential to God.
我们对神的顺服能够叫神喜乐。
That our obedience to God can please Him.
有了我的命令又遵守的，这个人就是爱我的。
Anyone who has my commands and obey, he's the one that loves me.
爱我的必蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他。
Anyone that loves me will be loved by my Father. I too will love Him.
底下就说到我要向他显现。
And Jesus says, then I will show myself to Him.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们对神的一点点的爱，神要做一件大事情，叫做向我们显现。
Just because of our little love for Him, God will do something great for us. He will show Himself to us.
所以我们不仅仅做一个对人是要有影响力的人，让我们做一个对神有影响力的人。
So that not only we want to be influential to men, we want to be influential to God.
让那位在天上爱我们的神，他的心得到安慰。
So that this God who is in heaven can be comforted.
让那位曾经在十字架上为我们流血、为我们受苦的主，他的心能够得到满足。
The Lord who has shed His blood and died for us on the cross.Can be comforted.
弟兄姊妹啊，让我们起来爱耶稣。
So that's rise up and love Jesus.
我们里面缺少火焰。
We lack passion.
我们缺少疯狂。
We lack this fire and crazy.
真正爱耶稣的人，他应该表现在对神的奉献和他的热爱上。
If we really love Jesus, our consecration and our passion for Jesus will show.
我们缺少对主的 passion.
We lack this passion for Jesus.
哦，弟兄姊妹啊，我有一次去参加 Kansas 一个特会，他们那个大的 banner 就是 Passion for Christ.
One time I went to a conference in Kansas and the banner in front of the conference is Passion for Christ.
另外一边是 Compassion for People.
And then on the other side is Compassion for People.
弟兄姊妹，我多么希望我们都能够带着爱起来。
How we wish that we will rise up with passion.
让我们真正有 Passion for Christ.
So that we have Passion for Christ.
能够脱离我们里面不冷不热的情形。
That will no longer be lukewarm.
脱离我们里面沉睡的情形。
That will no longer be sleeping.
脱离我们天天在那里劳苦叹息，在那里失败，在那里后悔的情形。
That we will depart from the condition of being weary and sighing.
让我们真正对主带着 passion, 带着火，带着爱。
That we will have passion and fire for the Lord.
然后我们对人有 compassion.
That we will have compassion toward men.
我们知道他们需要耶稣。
We know that they need Jesus.
就连我家里面的妻子、我的孩子，他们也需要耶稣。
My wife and my children, they all need Jesus.
我公司的同事需要耶稣。
My coworkers at work needs Jesus.
你小组的组长他需要主
，and then the small group leader needs Jesus.
教会的传道人他需要主
，the pastor at church needs the Lord.
好不好？让我们每一天都用来爱耶稣
，that we will spend every day of our life to love Jesus.
每一天都能够行在爱中
，that we will walk in love.
我们对神表达我们的爱
，we will express our love to the Lord.
我们对弟兄姊妹表达我们的爱
，and we will express our love to our brothers and sisters.
对我们的家人、我们的朋友，我们把神的爱能够流露出来
，that we will show God's love to our family and friends,
活着为耶稣,
to live for Jesus,
决定表达在我们的爱的里面对神的奉献和热爱上。
That we will show our love for Jesus by our consecration and passion.
而第三方面，活着为耶稣表现在一个积极的人生态度。
To live for Jesus will be shown in our positive life attitude,
和一个荣耀的盼望上面。
And our glorious hope.
我们决定不是只活着为今生而已。
We don't just live for this life.
我们也决定不是只是为了自己的快乐而已。
We don't live just for our own pleasures.
为什么呀？我们在座的人平均都已经活了三四十年了。
Most of us have lived this life for 30 or 40 years.
难道我们没有体会过自私不能够带给我们快乐吗？
Haven't you already learned that selfishness will not bring us pleasure?
难道我们没有体验到觉得人生真的是虚空的虚空吗？
Haven't we really realize that life is but vanity.
没有主，我们不可能有真正的平安和喜乐的。
Without the Lord, we will not have true joy and peace.
离开主，我们没有真正的自由。
Apart from the Lord, we will not have true freedom.
弟兄姊妹，我们求主把我们都带回来，让我们知道我们活着不是只为今生。
May the Lord bring us back so we will all know that we don't live just for this life.
我们更不是只是为了自己。
We don't just live for ourselves alone.
我们为着我们的主，我们为着一个荣耀的前途在这里活着。
But we live for our Lord and for glorious future.
我们奔跑不是没有定向，我们斗拳不是打空气。
We do not run without a goal, and we do not box without a target.
我们知道是为什么而活。
We know why we live.
我们知道是为什么而战。
We know why we battle.
弟兄姊妹啊，神爱我们。
Brothers and sisters, God loves us.
把一切所有的恩典祝福都已经给了我们。
He has given us all the blessings and grace.
他更把一个荣耀的前途摆在前面。
He even gives us a glorious future.
有一天他来接我们进荣耀里去。
One day he will come back and receive us into glory.
所以我们要知道，不仅仅这一生我们的恩典无穷，享受不尽。
So not only that this life will have immeasurable grace.
而在永远的里面有一个荣耀的前途等着我们。
But in eternity there's this glorious future waiting for us.
保罗能够那么积极的说，我只有一件事情，我就是要忘记背后，努力面前。
That's why Paul can proclaim with confidence, there's only one thing I do to forget what is behind and press on forward to the future.
过去所有的失败他在主的里面把它放到后面。
He will let aside all the past failures.
他不让过去的失败和黑影跟着他。
He will not let past failures or shadow to chase after him.
他永远不住在最过去的失败的里面。
He will not dwell in the past failures.
同样他也不活在成功的过去里面。
And he do not live in a successful past either.
他不让过去的得胜或成功来阻扰了他今天的蒙福。
Whether failures or success in the past, he will not let them hinder his moments today.
只有一件事情。
Only one thing he does.
忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑。
To forget what is behind and straining forward toward the goal.
他要得神从基督耶稣里面从上头来照他所得的奖赏。
He press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called him heavenward in Christ Jesus.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们里面这个东西要被挑起来。
So this fire has to be rekindled.
要竭力往前。
That we have to press on.
要向着标杆是用跑的，不是慢慢走的。
We will run toward the goal.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
希伯来的作者在12章第一节告诉我们要放下各样的重担。
The author of the book Hebrews tells us that we have to throw off everything.
脱去容易缠累我们的罪。
And then also the sin that easily entangles us.
存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
That we will run with perseverance and run the race marked out for us.
仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
And let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith.
弟兄姊妹，在这条路上要跑得好。
On this way, if we want to run a good race,
让我们学习放下各样的重担。
We have to throw off everything that hinders.
不管今天你来或是最近在你身上最大的重担是什么？
I don't know what's your burden and what's your hindrance.
有一件事情我知道的。
One thing I know.
这个重担绝对不是主放上来的。
God did not give you this hindrance.
我跟你们讲过那个故事，一个姊妹多年活在愁苦，活在害怕，活在忧愁的里面。
I told you a story about a sister who lived for a long time in fear and in worry.
她从来没有办法说感恩的话，她没有办法喜乐起来。
She could never praise and she could never rejoice.
直到有一天晚上她睡觉做梦的时候。
Until one day she had a dream.
神让她看见在一条路上有这么多的人身上都背着黑包袱。
God showed him on this path, so many people are carrying a black bag, huge bag.
前面一直有撒旦丢下各式各样的黑包袱，那这些人就捡一个背一个，捡一个背一个。
And then, in front of them, Satan keep on throwing black bags, and then these people just keep on picking them up.
她自己也在行列的里面。
And she was one of them.
到最后她累得走不动路了。
And finally, she got so tired she could not walk anymore.
到最后这些黑包袱把她压得倒在地上。
Because she was so weighed down by these bags.
就在这个时候她突然感觉到主耶稣来到她的脚前。
And at this moment, she felt the Lord Jesus approach came to her.
主对她说，
The Lord said to her,
My daughter, 没有一个包袱是我给你的。
My daughter, none of these bags are from me.
主的手一摸她以后，她所有的重担从她身上下去。
The Lord touched her, and all these burdens fell off her shoulders.
弟兄姊妹啊，没有一个重担从神来的。
None of these burdens came from God.
撒旦在这里就是要压垮我们。
Satan just wants to press us.
圣经上告诉我们，当将各样的重担卸给神，因为他顾念你们。
The Bible says, cast all your burdens before God because He cares for you.
不管你现在身上的重担是什么。
Whatever your burden is right now,
胜不过的罪恶也好
whether it's a sin that you cannot overcome,
钱财的迷惑
temptation of money,
健康的问题
or the health problem,
家庭的问题
family problem,
侍奉的问题
service problem,
不管是什么
whatever that is,
让我们学习放下各样的重担
let's learn to throw them all off,
脱去容易缠累我们的罪
and depart from the sin that easily entangles us.
时间不够，我没有空多说啊。弟兄姊妹，有一个翻译叫做脱去容易缠累的这个罪，就是容易被缠累本身是个罪。
Depart from the sin that we get entangled easily, and that is a sin by itself.
先不要说你是被电视，或是被赌博，或是被钱财缠累啊。
Let's not talk about being tempted or being controlled by TV or by gambling.
而是说容易被缠累本身就是一个罪。
But the fact that we're easily controlled, it is a sin by itself.
就好像在诗篇十九篇那里大卫的祷告，他说求你拦阻仆人不犯任意妄为的罪。
Just like David's prayer in Psalm 19 says, keep your servant also from willful sins.
我任意妄为，我可以杀人，我可以打人，我可以犯淫乱，我可以做这件事做那件事，那是我任意妄为所做出来的罪。
So willful sins are sins that we do out of our own will.
但是大卫的祷告还不是为了那些做出来的罪，而是为了任意妄为的这个罪。
But then David's prayer was not for those sins that have been committed out of the will, but then the willfulness, and that's the sin by itself.
他说不要容这罪辖制我，我便完全免犯大罪。
That I will not be ruled over by this sin, so that I can be free from other transgressions.
所以任意妄为本身就是一个罪。
So being willful is a sin by itself.
有了这个罪以后，就会犯很多大罪。
After we have the sin, then we are able to commit other sins.
容易缠累，被缠累也是一个罪。
So easily being entangled.It's a sin by itself.
因为它会让我们犯了很多被缠累的东西的罪。
Because then we can be entangled by many other sins.
弟兄姊妹啊，要跑这条路，我们必须放下各样的重担。
In order to run this race, we have to throw off all hindrances and depart from the sins that easily entangle us.
那秘诀在哪里？
And so, what is the secret?
他底下说到仰望。为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
The secret is to fix our eyes on Jesus, who is the author and perfecter of our faith.
那个英文叫做 looking off onto Jesus.
Is to look off onto Jesus.
就是你原来正在看的东西，不要再去看它。
So don't look at the things that you were looking before.
那个 look off 就是把它眼光从上面拿开来。
In other words, to remove your gaze.To move your gaze.
然后 onto Jesus.
And then onto Jesus.
所以不要把我们的眼睛一直看在罪恶，看在我们的失败，看在别人对不起我们的事情上。
So don't fix our eyes on our failures or on the wrongs others did to us.
不要一直看在这个我们的软弱或是我们不行的地方。
And don't focus on our weaknesses or our failures.
让我们来 unto Jesus.
But fix our eyes onto Jesus.
这样子神要来释放我们。
And then the Lord will free us.
有一次我们几个带师的弟兄在那里，姊妹们在那里交通，有个弟兄分享，他带师的时候，有时候看到有些人不想唱，他赶快不是，就是他就把眼睛转到那些很喜欢唱的人。
One time we had a meeting with the song leaders, and one song leader says, sometimes he will see some brothers and sisters who don't actively participate, and he will focus his eyes on those who will participate.
因为你看大家都不唱懒洋洋的死沉沉的，你的灵就被拖下来了。
Because if you look at those who don't want to participate, they will drag your spirit down.
越看难处，我们越沉，对不对？
So if we keep focusing our eyes on our problems, then our spirit will be weighed down.
Look off onto Jesus, 你就活了。
But take our eyes off those things, but fix our eyes on Jesus, then we will live.
我信息必须结束在这里，弟兄姊妹，当我们讲到要活着为耶稣，
So when we say we want to live for Jesus,
那这是一个大的心愿，
This is our great desire,
这是一个大的方向，
And this is our goal and direction.
但是我在结束的时候跟弟兄姊妹有一个挑战，
But before I conclude, I will challenge all of us.
我们有一点点的安静，你可以在主的面前非常 specific 向神祷告一件事情。
But let's have a moment of quiet time, and then can you specifically pray for one thing to the Lord?
到底你愿意在哪一件事情上开始学习操练我愿意活着为耶稣
Exactly on what thing that you want to start practicing living for Jesus.
虽然活着为耶稣是我们整个人生都该有的态度
Living for Jesus is our attitude all our life.
但是我现在要挑战就是在未来这一个礼拜里面
But in the week that's coming,
你能够现在很清楚地向神祷告出一个心愿来
Can you specifically pray one thing to God?
例如说原来你都不肯每天读经的
Say if you don't read the Bible every day
你愿不愿意从现在开始每一天我为着耶稣的缘故我读圣经
Are you willing to read the Bible because of Jesus?
如果你是从来都不想帮太太洗碗的人
Or you never wash dishes for your wife
你们常常为了这件事情吵架
And you often have argument over it
你可不可以不要再吵架你从现在开始今天在这里立个心愿主我从现在开始每天为你来洗碗
And then are you willing to stop the arguing from today on And then say to the Lord Today on I will wash dishes for you Lord
如果每次教会唱诗的时候你都是波饼的时候唱诗的时候你都不喜欢开口唱歌
If you never want to open your mouth and sing praises in meetings,
你可以跟主说：“主，我今天在你面前立个心愿，我愿意每一次唱诗，我唱给你听，我愿意唱为耶稣唱。”
Are you willing to tell the Lord that from now on, whenever I come to the meeting, I will sing for you?
如果你从前礼拜五都不肯聚会， you, 你现在愿意为着主，主礼拜五我为着你。我要来聚会。
Or you never come to Friday night meetings. Are you willing to say to God, Lord, for your sake, I will start coming to Friday night meetings?
如果从前你是一个很喜欢发脾气的人，你现在愿意为着主的缘故，我不发脾气，我为着主，我不发脾气。
Or you are a person with a bad temper. Are you willing to tell God that for your sake, Lord, I will not throw another temper tantrum?
我可以一直讲下去。
I can keep on going.
你是喜欢埋怨的人，从现在开始为着主，我不仅不埋怨，我开始说感恩，说赞美的话。
Or you just like to complain. Are you willing to stop it for the Lord and start praising?
。Do you have any thoughts or questions after listening to the program? Please send your letters. Let us have fellowship in the grace of God. You are also welcome to listen to and watch other programs on the website of Living in Jesus. May the truth of Jesus guide you to walk with the Lord day by day.